Like I say, we're glad to be back this morning. We appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to be back in the house of the Lord and just ask you to pray for us for just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. We're glad you're here. We appreciate you. And would solicit your prayers for just a little bit. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter. First chapter of 2 Timothy. First chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. Says Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I am also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Now, this is very familiar scripture, I know and I realize, and that of the second time that Paul was writing unto Timothy, and Paul was encouraging him and bringing him to the point to where Paul was about to depart. And he loved Timothy. He called him one time his son in the faith. He loved Timothy. If you just listen to the words that he read unto him or wrote unto him here this morning. Now, I've got a thought that we'll try to leave with you, the Lord being our helper. A little bit strange, maybe in one sense of the way, but nonetheless, it's what we have. And I appreciate, just appreciate the goodness of the Lord. The Bible says here in this verse, well-known verse, but I've got just a little bit of something we'd like to stay around. In the fifth verse, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So we find here that Paul knew something about Timothy, even that of his life. And he made mention about his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And he said, I'm persuaded that it's in thee also. I want to talk this morning. You say, preacher, you going to preach on faith? I ain't going to preach on faith. There's a lot of things that I guess that catches our attention in a different way sometimes. And this verse is one of them. This is something that just sort of popped out to us, and we'll just try our best to get ourselves out of the way and deliver that we feel that the Lord's laid on our hearts. Might not be, as my friend, as much of a shouting message as you would think, but I want to talk just a little bit this morning, and I'll come around to something else in just a minute, but I got a question. How can it not? How can it not? You say, preacher, what do you mean? How can it not? Bible says here that of Paul is talking to Timothy, and he made mention here of his grandmother and his mother, and in him also. How can it not? I've wondered sometimes about the situation that we're in, and we are in a situation. You can go around just about anywhere you want to, church-wise, my friend, and you can tell by the congregation that's sitting there, brethren, how things is going to be. You can tell similarities. There's things, my friend, and there's a lot of churches round about that believe like we believe, my friend, that are, my friend, going to die if the Lord don't come on the scene. You say, preacher, what do you mean they're going to die? My friend, they're dying out. You go into a lot of places, brethren, and all you see is the older folks. No children. No young people. Now, I ain't the smartest fella around, but I'm going to be honest with you. If this thing continues on, they've got to be some new. Do you know that? They've got to be something coming on. They've got to be somebody around, my friend, that might have that Grandmother Lois had. And Mother Eunice. That's what he said. He said, your grandmother had it. Your mother had it. Now I'm persuaded it's in you also. Brethren, how can it be that it does not affect that of the young people? Brethren, it does. It does. You can rest assured. Now, there's a whole lot of people in this world that'll tell you, brethren, you get to talking to them, and they'll tell you that just exactly how they is brought up. But how they is brought up, my friend, ain't how they're living. You hear me? Not keeping up. Brethren, each generation that comes along, it seems like that things are dampened and things are shortchanged, my friend, till there ain't no power like they used to be. Why, preacher? Because there ain't no Grandmother Lois and there ain't no Mother Eunice. You hear me? I'm not saying this morning, I'll be the first one. I can look around, my friend. I've been around this place for quite a few years. I can look around and I can tell, my friend, how things are going. But it ain't all together, my friend, like it used to be. If it's in Grandma and it's in Mother, it ought to be in you. Preacher, I'm saved. Are you? I'm not your judge. Preacher, we can go to meeting without doing all that other. Can we? Can we? Do you know why all that other went on? My friend, because they could not help it this morning. It overcome them. Thank God they enjoyed it, my friend. Yes, sir. You know what I see today, and I know you might say, preacher, not so. You know what I see today? I see a lot of generations of rebellion. Rebellion. Rebellious. Going the other direction because they were taught to church all their life. Yes, sir. Rebellious. Is that not what we've seen? COVID come along, my friend. It give a lot of excuse. But I'm going back, my friend. It started before then. It did. It started before then. People, my friend, was that far out of the church before COVID. Preacher, you need to preach to us. I'm going to preach you what I got. Brethren, there's nothing in this world. Brethren, it is stronger than rebellion, my friend. It gets a hold of people. The Bible says that rebellion is as witchcraft. Does it not? You go over there and read about it. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Preacher, what do you mean? Rebellion, brethren, leaves you empty, my friend, and void today. Amen. We're living in a day we'll pick up the Lord just when we want to. Yeah? We'll talk about Him just when we want to. Paul had something. And brethren, he knowed that Timothy's grandmother had it, and his mother, and he knowed Timothy had it. Yes, he did. He knowed, without a doubt, brethren, Timothy had it. Did you know this morning, brethren, I'm glad we don't live back yonder in the, what they call the good old days. They wasn't too good as far as the natural. But brethren, they was pretty good spiritually. I'm going to say this for the believers. It wasn't everybody that believed. There's no way that you can be around church all your life and it not have some kind of effect on you. But just because you're around it don't mean that it'll save you. I know it. I've heard people. I have. I've been in conversations, my friend, galore with people that, well, I was raised like this. Yeah, but how'd you raise yours? Huh? It wasn't like that. No, sir. It wasn't like that. Brethren, and just the other way around. You don't think, my friend, that people that don't go to church and don't, my friend, practice that of Christianity in their life, you don't think it has an effect, brethren, on this world? Just look at it and tell me it don't. Amen. Yes, sir. There's a lot of children, my friend, that would shout glory if they had a good mother and a good dad. A lot of children. Well, preacher, they got a mom and dad. They got a person. I'm not trying to be, my friend, difficult this morning, but it's just the truth. They've got a somebody. Yeah, they got a somebody. They got a somebody that's living a life of rebellion, my friend. I was made too. I'm not going to make mine. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. I'd like to hope and pray, my friend, that something had been planted in my children's life. Brethren, if I raised them up, I'd like to hope and pray that something, brethren, stuck that they can't get rid of this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I don't believe like them folks out there. I've told this before, and it's just the truth. My friend, I've not 100% agreed with any church that I've pastored. Not 100%. They've always been a little bit of something here and there. I could tell you some horror stories about what some people think and what they believe. Brethren, but that wasn't what I was there for. I was there because God said go. You help them that you can. Yes, you do. Preacher, I can remember my grandmother shouting. Wonder if I was a shouting you. Preacher, it's just, you don't need to get that close with it this morning. Grandmother Lois had it. Mother Eunice had it. Thank God and Timothy got a hold of it. Or it got a hold of him. Huh? Maybe that's the way we ought to put it. There's a reason, folks, that things are like they are, and they're building buildings on every corner. Brother, you don't like this way, come go with us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you shouldn't bring this message. Rebellion, my friend. I'm going to say this. You probably ain't going to like it. This society won't like it. I know for a fact. My friend, sometimes there are no substitutes. Brethren, for a good old hickory tea. Preacher, I ain't going to beat my child. I never have beat one of mine. I sure have laid the belt to him a time or two. Not enough. I'm a parent. I think like a parent. Yes, sir. Think about it. Preacher, you'll hurt their feelings. You liable to drive the devil out of them. Yes, sir. What's wrong with a lot of young folks? Their will's never been broken. Let them live like they want to. Let them figure out who they are or what they are. Why? I can tell you what they are. Can't you? Huh? It don't take no teacher to tell me what I am. Huh? Or them either. You hear me? Has it changed that much? Listen, brethren, have we come from a different source than we've ever come from? You listen to this world, you'd think we had. Rebellion. Rebellious. Did you know that God called His own people a rebellious people? Rebellious. Why, preacher, you just can't make kids do things. Well, the truth of it is, you can! Brother, you're the parent of this deal! Listen, Grandma had it, Mama had it, why ain't you got it? I'm not saying they can give it to you. I'm talking about the source that you lived under. Brother, I know, I can look around and see. I can go to churches, my friend, and I can see. And I can name, my friend, men and their children and their children's children. And brethren, the children and the children's children, thank God, ain't showing up. Listen, preacher, I'm here every time the doors is open. Yes, but what are you here for? Think about it. Think about it. Grandma's got it. Mama had it. And I don't know where I'm at. Yeah. I'm looking for something new, something better. Huh? Better than what Grandma had? Better than what Mama had? Now I'm going to tell you something. I don't realize. I wasn't brought to a Baptist church all my life. I was took to church occasionally. We went to church occasionally. But brethren, my mother got saved. Genuine born again. You hear me? Whether I believe it or not, thank God things changed. They did. They changed. Around the house. Yes, sir. I lived there. I know. Huh? Changed. Brethren, it wasn't long. I've told it before, but it wasn't long. My dad was in such a condition. I didn't know God was dealing with him. But brethren, he had had all he could handle. You know what he was going to do? Only thing he knew to do. I'm leaving. What he said? Told me out of his own mouth. Son, I'm leaving. I can't take it no more. Thank God. I didn't know God was on the other end of that. Brethren, about 3 o'clock that next morning, he changed his mind. He got saved. Yes. Born again. Thank God. Listen. I lived at that house. I know what went on at that house. And I know the change it brought. Yes, sir. Brother, that was on a Thursday morning. Come Sunday morning, we was all dressed going to church. Yes, sir. Baptist church. Yes, sir. First time I'd ever been in Baptist church in my life. Yeah. That time, I was 15 year old. Heard a man preach about like I preached to y'all. I left the house that day and I said, that man's a madman. I had my mind made up. I didn't get nothing out of it. Huh? He's a wild man. Something wrong with him. Seriously. That's what I thought. That's the thoughts I had. But I'm going to tell you something, church. There's something else went home with me. Something I didn't expect. Something I didn't know. Yes, sir. And brethren, it comes straight out of heaven. I believe it. Couldn't have been no other way. I didn't think much of the man. I didn't hear a word he said. Couldn't tell you nothing he preached on. But brethren, there's a spirit got a hold of me. Yes, sir. When I went to bed that night, my friend, I rolled and rolled and rolled. That night. I wouldn't tell nobody. And I couldn't figure it out. What's wrong with me? What's going on with me? Can I tell you today, listen to me, church. Brethren, in our case, my friend, I had two grandmothers. Loved both of them. They didn't go to church like we was starting to go to church. We was there every time doors open. Huh? Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you. I want you to listen. Brethren, when Jesus comes in and sets up house, thank God, he's in control of that house. It ain't an empty house. When he fills the house, my friend, he fills the house. Do you hear me? I want to show you how the Lord works. Rebellion wasn't in my vocabulary. I know what I'd been around all my life. I know how things was. And I'm going to say this. Brethren, at that time, before my dad got saved, He was more of a moral person. More of a moral person than a lot of church members are today. Do you hear that? Morally, my friend, he was an upright man. He wanted to do the right thing. And if you was one of his, you was going to do the right thing. Huh? He saw to it. But he didn't just saw to it. He lived it before me. I know how it was. But listen, he needed something in his life. He needed something that he didn't have. He is 40, 41 year old when he got saved. Think about it. But the Lord saved him. It rocked on a few months there. And one Wednesday night, and this was in September 1970. I'll never forget it. Never. I couldn't tell you everything that's going on. And on Wednesday night, this church, they had prayer meeting, what they call prayer meeting. People get up and read out of the Bible, and then people out in the congregation stand up and testify. That's what they had. I ain't off rebellion, but I want to show you the other side of this thing. You say, preacher, my grandmother had it. My mother had it. I got it. I hope my children get it. Well, you're going to have to bring them. And you're going to have to pray. And you're going to have to pray for them. And you don't wait till they get 15 years old to start praying. Nonetheless, I honestly believe there's some of the things about my raising that helped me be the person that I am today after I got saved. I believe it helped me. But that Wednesday night, for whatever reason, I have no clue. Brother Carlton got up and he preached that night. He did. And I'll say again. Now, I done got over all that thoughts and things that I thought he was and all this. I done got used to him. I done got to where I sort of enjoyed him preaching. But the truth of it is, that night I couldn't tell you one word the man said. Huh? Why couldn't you, preacher? Because I was in trouble. I was troubled. I was in a place, my friend, that I didn't know what I was going to do. I sat about three quarters of the way back in the church. When he finished preaching, he asked them to get a verse of a song. And this is what, I'll tell you my thoughts. My thoughts is, why in the world is he getting a verse of a song? And I was troubled. I was troubled, but I was wondering why he was getting a verse of a song. And they sung that through that first verse, and they was going through it. And brethren, I'll tell you, I began to shake. Now, the shaking didn't save me, but I scared to death. I was. I wasn't scared of him. I wasn't scared of them people. I was scared I was dying going to hell. That's exactly what I was scared of. And I sat back there and I held on through that first one. I did. And thought come to me, they don't never sing an invitational song. But if they sing one more verse, I'm going. What's the chances of that? Huh? They sung that first verse, and Brother Carlton said a few things. Then he asked Brother Bob, he said, sing another verse. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Honest to goodness, That's the last thing I remember. It is. Last thing I remember. I come out of her. I did. I come out of her. I come down here. I did. I hit it wide open. I remember. I prayed and prayed and asked him to save me. Now, far as seeing things and things else going on, that's all I can tell you. I got up, I told the church I'd been saved. And you know what? I had been. And the truth of it is, I didn't know what that detailed. I didn't know what that's all about. I didn't understand. But I'll guarantee you one thing, when I come up from there, I didn't worry about going to hell no more. I didn't. It didn't bother me. Not in the least. You can preach on it today. It don't bother me. You can preach on heaven. It don't bother me either. Do you know it? Think about it. Think about it this morning. Why? How can it not? How can it not be that a grandmother and a mother has some kind of reflection on a child? They do. They do. They ought to. Now, these people out in this world, my friend, that they think they're having the best time of their life. They do. But the truth of it is, they just not come to the place that I come to. And they just not come to the place that you come to. Well, preacher, some of them's on up in years. They sure are. And I'll promise you one thing, brethren, when the Lord deals with you and you come to the end of your rope, my friend, you're going to do something. You're going to do something. You're going to trust in something, my friend, that you can't even see. But you can feel Him. You can know He's there. I'm not getting on to you this morning, not a bit in this world. Not a bit in this world. But I can see it right down through the generations and the generations, my friend, one a slack on this and the other a slack on this, and it just keeps flowing. Next thing you know, all our slackness, my friends, done come out. Huh? All our slackness has done come out, and we got no grandmother Loises, and we got no mother Eunices. You hear me? Grandma's gone, mama's gone. Who's it left up to now? Preacher, I can't make my children. I didn't say you had to. You can't make anybody get saved. You can't save anybody. And I'm going to tell you, when the Lord gets a hold of that heart, my friend, and starts dealing with you, individually you, there's nobody in this world that can help you like the Lord. He is the only one that can help you. He's the only one that will help you. Let's go just a little bit further. Preacher, I've done all I can do. I've raised them right. I've brought them up right. I've taught them right. I've made sure that we've done those things in their life while they was coming up. And brethren, when they got up, they ran away. They ran away. What can you do about that, preacher? Nothing. You can pray for them. The truth of it is, they're still their own person. They've come to the place. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. They've come to the place, and I'm not going to get into splitting hairs with you, but I can honestly say this, truthfully, honestly. Brethren, if they've ever been born again, they're one miserable person. I know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. They are one miserable person. Why, preacher, they've They've seen this and they've seen that. I had a woman tell me one time about her two sons. Worked with preachers. Said they worked with them so-called preachers. She says they cuss and they carry on and they do everything else. Then they go to church Sunday and preach. And she said, that's the reason my two sons don't go to church. Well, that ain't going to hold water. That ain't going to hold water. If they can get by, then I can do it too. Well, the truth of it is, they ain't going to get by. It ain't going to happen, folks. You're not going to live a lie in front of the devil and get by. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Brethren, there's things that'll come home to you. They will. I run across a preacher years ago. He drove a truck. I worked in shipping. I'd seen him before. Worked in another company that in shipping. He had come through and he wouldn't get all out of sorts and all such as this. I didn't know the man. But he'd just do some of them things that you just ought not to do. You know what I mean? Especially if you're a preacher. Huh? I never said nothing to the man. He's an older feller. Never said a word to him. Several years had went by and I was at this other place. And he come in one day and I wasn't in shipping no more, but still worked at the plant. He hunted me down. Yeah, hunted me down. He said, I want to apologize to you. I didn't know he even knowed I was a preacher. I didn't even know he knowed who I was. He said, I want to apologize to you. He said, I owe you an apology. He said, all I can tell you, and brethren, he just started crying. He said, all I can tell you is I was out of the will of God. He said, I'm ashamed of it. He said, but God's forgive me. God's forgive me. Do you know after that I met him several times in church, never had met him. Never had seen him, but I met him several times. And if I was ever preaching around anywhere in his neighborhood, he'd come see me. Yeah, made it a point. Huh? Don't get down on everybody that falls. And don't just keep pushing them down. Lend them just a little bit of a help. Now, if they don't receive it, it's up to them. But you can help folks. Do you know that? You can help folks. You most certainly can. I don't care how far out you think they are or how far backwards you think they are. I know this morning. How can it not make some kind of reflection? You say, preacher, I never was carried to church. I didn't have nobody that went to church. But the Lord saved you, hadn't he? If the Lord saved you, my friend, let it start with you. You wind up and be the grandmother. Amen. You wind up and be the mother. Amen. Thank God to them that's coming on. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I have no clue what most folks are looking for. But I can tell you one thing, what they're getting, my friend, ain't satisfied. You hear me? It's not satisfying them. They need something. They need something. They tell me, I've never been the one, hadn't had no reason to, thank God. But I've never been the one, but they tell me, them that goes to to these AA and drug rehabs and all this mess, they tell them that they got to believe in a higher power. They just don't tell them what that higher power is. I'm going to tell you something. I agree with that. They need help. They need help from Him. Brethren, and He can give it. He can give you rehab if you need it. Do you know that? He can. He can straighten you up just like that. Just in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, things will be different. Preacher, it don't happen that fast. It does. It does. I've seen folks come. I've seen folks in the altar, and they'll stay in the altar for hours at a time. I'm going to read you a verse. I mentioned it. I'm going to read it if I can find it right quick. I know it's a little strange this morning. How can it not? How can it not? Can I tell you something? It's not just because we're in the book of Daniel. But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they purposed in their heart not to defile themselves with the king's meat and the king's drink. I had a boss get mad at me. General manager. Come out there and we was filling drums and we was weighing them. I happened to be the one. I'd get on the forklift and I'd weigh it. Then bring the drum back. And I was doing that and he said, "Now, Randy," he said, "you adding 5-10 pounds to them, ain't you?" I said, "No." He said, "Didn't they tell you to?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, why ain't you?" "I ain't going to. If it weighs 500, it weighs 500. Huh? If it weighs 505, I said, "Now, if it weighs 504, I might give him 505. I said, "Ain't no more." He said, "Reckon what we going to do?" I said, "I don't know what you going to do." I said, "I'm going to put the weight on there that it says."
Amen.
"What if them scales wrong?" I said, "Fix them."
Yep. Yep.
Clear and simple, ain't it? Simple, ain't it?
Yep.
Preacher, I wouldn't do that. I worked in the hardware for years. People buy a pound of nails. You might think it's silly. But I'll guarantee you, any pound I ever sold, my friend, it wasn't under. You hear me? It wasn't way over. I didn't give them 2 for 1. I give them 2 or 3 nails. You hear me? You hear me? Preacher, I don't know about you. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. Well, preacher, you ought not do that. Listen, some things are just right. You go and read in that scripture and you find out what he says to you. You find out what it tells you. I ain't telling you to give your house away. Did you know the Lord, people says, "Well, I can't afford to give to the Lord." Well, why can't you? You can't afford not to. Did you know that? You can't afford not to. The Lord knows how to get his portion. Yes, he does. He knows how to get his portion. And he'll get it. He will. He'll get it. Why does it not? I'm going to ask them to get a verse of a song. I'm going to read you this verse. You say, preacher, you talked about rebellion. You mean to tell me that you think that people are rebelling? That's exactly what they're doing. Truth of it is, you get right down to the brass facts of things. Now, I can only talk about me. I love to play ball. I played ball. I've said it many a time. I played on the over 40 team. I loved it. Loved to play. I worked 12-hour days, worked in Calhoun, lived in Adairsville. I got off at 6 o'clock, had to drive to Adairsville, get ready, and be back at church at 7. And the church is, hey, well, it might as well say it's Calhoun distance, out in the woods there. Single boy. Love to play ball. But Wednesday night come, you know where I was at? I was at church. I was at church. That's all I can tell you. I had a desire to be there. And I normally enjoyed it when I went. Didn't you?
Yes.
I normally enjoyed it. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I wasn't the only young person there. Do you know that? I wasn't the only young person there. I know how this thing works, and you do too. Sometimes, my friend, it takes every one of us to keep this thing going. Sometimes it takes every one of us. But before I hush and I read this verse, we need Grandmother Lois and we need Mother Eunice in attendance. You hear me? Preacher, they're gone. We need Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice in attendance. It don't make no difference if you feel 12-year-old. Brethren, sometimes you just have to step up to the plate. You hear me? You're part of this church. Grandma's gone. Mama's gone. But yeah, we still need Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice. You hear me? You going to be that person to somebody. It may be some of them that tall. But you going to be that person. You going to be that grandmother. You going to be that mother. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Sister Myrtle Goodnight, I'll never forget her as long as I live. She sat right there where Rachel's sitting. She is red-headed. And brethren, she loved preaching. She loved it. And the old preacher, if he get on over there, he get over there, my friend, she was on her feet. Huh? She was. She was. She's shouting. Thank God. She had been through some things. She is grandmother. She is grandma. And she had been with the Lord for a while. Went and visited her one day. Had to go around the back door to get in. She come to the door and she said, oh my goodness, I'm barefooted. I'm barefooted. This generation wouldn't have cared. Did you know that?
That's
right. She cared. She cared. She wouldn't even open the door. She said, let me get my shoes on. Huh? Preacher, all that's old fogey stuff. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that old fogey stuff. For the most part, it ain't my friend, that of the how they lived. Brethren, it's how much trust and promise they put in God. That's what the difference was. how much they really love God. Now, I'm going to tell you, Sister Myrtle Goodnight had a husband by the name of Buck Goodnight. Now, I never did hear Buck preach. When we started, he'd never come. You hear me? He never come. He'd bring Sister Myrtle, he'd let her out the front door, and he'd go back home. When meeting was over, he was sitting there waiting on her. I can't tell you what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went on in his life. But I can tell you one thing. He had a wife, thank God, that loved the Lord. I mean, she loved the Lord. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Hear me? And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Did you hear that? Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. That's in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Let us stand.